Next to that crisis facing the British royal family after the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, in their much-anticipated television interview, accused an unnamed royal of racism. Prince Harry and his wife, Meghan Markle, said that there were concerns within the royal family before the birth of their son Archie about how dark his skin might be. In a two-hour interview with Oprah Winfrey, shown on CBS television in the US overnight, the couple declined to say who had expressed these concerns. Meghan Markle said that the pressure she felt affected her mental health so badly it led to her having suicidal thoughts. Let's talk now to royal commentator Jenny Bond. Jenny, a crisis clearly for the royal family. They've faced quite a number over the years. Compared with some of those earlier crises, how serious is this?
Well, it's very serious. It's more than just a family bust up. It's very unsavoury to see, and it's very damaging to the royal family. It is the standout comment about possible alleged racism from a member of the royal family, that this young woman felt sadly so unhappy within the royal fold that she didn't want to live anymore and feared that she'd take her own life. And also the very sad breakdown of the relationship between Charles and his son, Harry, though that is slightly on the mend, I think, now. So it is altogether unedifying and damaging.
I don't think there was in advance of this any realistic expectation that the Buckingham Palace, the royal family, would respond to this interview. But given this very specific accusation of racism, will there have to be some kind of a response?
I think they probably will have to. I mean, we know that the person who made the remark and the word that Meghan used was had concerns about the colour of their baby's skin was not the Queen and not the Duke. Harry has been at pains privately to Oprah make that clear. But I think, yes, I think really that the couple have got to say, they've got to name names, because at the moment it's completely out of context. They've got to name names and tell us a bit more about that. And yes, the palace will, I think, have to investigate it. They can't really, on the one hand, be saying that, you know, there were bullying claims last week towards Meghan. There were allegations she had bullied members of her staff, and they're going to inquire into that. And they're not launch an investigation internally, albeit, into this. So I think they're going to have to, and I think they're going to have to respond publicly.
The couple also expressed concerns that Archie wouldn't have a title or police protection. Does being a prince or a princess automatically mean that they have that kind of protection? What were the concerns that the couple had in relation to that?
Yeah, well, I find that rather confusing on a number of levels. I mean, it's absolutely evident that Harry and Meghan don't want to be royal. They find their titles, it seems, or the role that comes with their titles, very burdensome. And I thought they were very happy for their son to have his simple name, Archie Mountbatten. But it seems not. And I'm also confused because Prince Harry doesn't have security anymore. I mean, he's stepped back from royal duties. You have security if you carry out royal duties. That's how it works. And at the base of their displeasure about not having security for their son seems to be money, because he said, you know, I can't afford it, basically. And that's why we've had to do these deals with Netflix and Spotify. We weren't going to do that, but we need money for security. Again, really does beg the question. I mean, they've got lots and lots of money. They've got millions between them. How much money do you need? How much security do you need? So that's a curious one.
Meghan Markle spoke about her time within the royal family as not feeling protected, not getting the support she felt should have been available to her. Is Buckingham Palace responding? Has it been responding to that?
No, they haven't responded to anything. And I'm terribly sorry if she felt that it was so dreadful that she didn't want to live anymore. I mean, that's awful. And she said she asked for help, and she went to Human Resources, HR, I think, there. And they said, well, you're not a paid member of staff. You're not a footman or whatever. So we can't provide help for you. This is a curious avenue to go down, though, because, I mean, Harry, by his own admission, has had therapy, a lot of therapy. So he sourced it. Together, they have been campaigning about mental health. They have a huge amount of contacts in the mental health world. You would have thought they could source their own help and just get on with it that way. So it's rather bewildering, that, though very sad.
Just finally, Jenny, parallels with Princess Diana's famous interview all those years ago. Obviously, comparisons will be drawn. Are there comparisons?
There are comparisons, but I think it's important to say this will have no constitutional implications. That, in that respect, it's unimportant. Harry and Meghan are irrelevant as far as the future of the monarch is concerned because they've stepped back from royal duties. He's sixth in line, he'll never be king. With Diana, she was questioning Charles's fitness for the top job, as she called it. With the abdication, we got a new king overnight. There were constitutional implications in both the abdication and the War of the Waleses. There are none here.
All right. Jenny Bond, Royal Commentator, thank you very much for that.